Hi there. The word for you today is on breaking the family resistance barrier. Galatians 6 and 9 says that just the right time, we will reap. Susan was the only member of her family motivated to work for change. Her husband, a military pilot, was gone for months on end while she raised the kids alone. Her repeated efforts to reform him and the kids had failed miserably. Pointing out that doing more of what hadn't worked wouldn't make it work, her counselor suggested that she work on what she could change. In other words, her response. He taught her how to, quote, defect in place, relinquishing some of her overload. Everybody became responsible for their own dirty dishes, laundry, untidy room, etc. And Susan used that time, she saved, to do something she'd always wanted to do, take voice lessons. Yes, she found it difficult to avoid picking up after everybody like she always did and carrying their responsibilities. At first, when nobody assumed the unfinished workload and the mess seemed unbearable, she was tempted to give in and return to her old ways. Then, with perfect timing, she read a book about breaking the sound barrier. Pilots who attempted it had always given up when the plane vibrated violently. That is, until astronaut Chuck Yeager said to himself, "Maybe once you get through the vibrating, everything calms down." And you know the results. Yeager sped up where the others slowed down and flew right through the sound barrier to the calm beyond. Well, after a weekend of unrelenting family criticism, Susan revved up, persisting against her old instincts. It took time, but after their complaints, the kids did take on more responsibilities, and her husband did accept fewer assignments. What's the message here? The Bible puts it this way, so let's not get tired of doing the right thing. For at just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up.